Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Monday, April 2nd.
A snowy Monday.
A snowy, frozen Monday.
Yeah, it was cold out there.
I actually was late coming in this morning because I was waiting to make sure the roads were clear because of all the ice. You know what? If we had a robot to do that, it probably would have gotten done sooner. And I know the people to talk to about getting a robot for that. The Robo Raiders of St. Clair County Christian Homeschool Educators in Muskuta, Illinois, are heading to their to the World Championships again. They were in studio last year here at KFUO talking about that adventure and spending some time with us this morning. Good morning, Robo Raiders.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's introduce everybody on the Robo Raiders this morning. We've got some folks who were here last year and some new team members as well. Let's start over here.
All right. Hello, I'm Jamari. I'm the lead of engineering.
My name is Ava. I'm the lead of the marketing.
And I'm Raina, and I'm the head of public relations.
My name is Quentin J. Davis the First, and I'm the mascot.
Hello, my name is Matthew, and I'm just on the team.
Jonathan, and I'm the lead system integrator.
I don't know if just on the team is
That's an important title. That's my title.
That is a very important
that's
title.
I'm going to change my title to
and
that.
And mascot, man, we need to get some better titles in here.
I'm just on the team.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
I don't know about that. How many of you is this your first year?
I think I'm the only one this is my first year, and that's kind of why I'm just on the team. I don't have a leadership role yet, but so I'm looking forward to maybe having a leadership role this coming year.
New kid on the block, but that's well before all the time in here. So what are you guys looking forward to, since most of you have been there before, what are you looking forward to in this competition?
So actually, this competition, the world's competition, used to be in St. Louis, and this year it's moving to Detroit. Something that I'm looking forward to is seeing a lot of the teams that I only see at the world competition and seeing a lot of my old friends.
I really like seeing how everybody else's robot have dealt with the same problems that we've dealt with and how different people's ideas have shaped throughout the season.
What happens in a competition like this? Like, for those who are not familiar with a robotics competition, what does that look like? What happens in an event like this? Who wants to address that?
So you have your robot matches where you're randomly paired with alliance partners against other teams. Those sort out which teams are outstanding, and then they get to choose their alliance partners. There's for the elimination matches, kind of like the March Madness that's going on, elimination tournament. But then there's the judging section where you get to talk to the judges about your robot and about your team, and then get awards based on that as well.
What are they looking for in this competition? What makes you win?
So there are a couple different awards. The first one is the Think Award, where it judges your engineering notebook. Our team actually writes down everything that we do and then also how we did it. The judges take a look at this and see how thoroughly we documented our journey. There is also the Connect Award, which is all about how well you are reaching out to your local professionals. The Motivate Award, which is reaching out to your local community. The Design Award, which is how well you've documented and used the design process on your robot, and then also the Innovate Award, which is new features on your robot and how well they work.
So this is a multifaceted thing for you guys. It's not just putting pieces together and seeing how well it does. This is a fairly large, extensive work that you guys are doing.
Yes, it's not only with the robot. A very large part of the teams advance to higher competitions because of their soft skills.
Go ahead. Mascot, do you have something to say?
Speaking of soft skills, one of the things that a lot of teams advance because of is their involvement in the community around where they're based in. We do summer camps and we do summer camps and show our robot off to local community. So
we help the we do all sorts of things to teach people robotics so that they can get a understanding and enthusiasm for those things.
That's really cool. Why do you guys love doing this so much? Because you're all like really, I know, it's really fun. But why is it so fun?
It takes up a lot of time, and for me, I have a lot of time to spare, because in the past week before the North Super Regional competition, I was over at the garage with Jonathan over here from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So really being able to go through the full design process, being able to test the robot, being able to drive the robot, and then also making friends at the competition are some of my favorite things about FIRST.
So when I first joined the team, I joined because of a demo that the team did, and I thought it was amazing that a group of high schoolers managed to build something so cool. So because of that, helped me to want to join the team, and I've learned a lot about how the robots work, and I've really found that that's my passion.
So what is cool about, what does your robot do this year? I mean, I think that's the question we all want to know.
Yeah,
what does your
know.
Robot do? There was, obviously there's a lot about the process. We've talked about that, about the process of not only engineering and designing and building, but what does the robot do?
All right, so this year, the challenge, we have 6-inch foam cubes, and there are 48 of them in the very center of the field. And this field, I believe, is 12 foot by 12 foot. And on the walls of the field, there's little boxes, and you have to take these foam cubes to the boxes. That's the primary challenge. In addition to this, there are these little yellow men that are about 2 feet tall. You have to pick them up and then extend them about 3 feet over the wall and put them down. And you get extra points if these men are standing, which is difficult.
Now, to complete this challenge, you have your robot, which is made of different components. There are specified electronics you have to use, so you can't just use any electronics. It's run on a 12-volt battery, and it has to fit inside of an 18 by 18 sizing cube.
And then we actually get to make quite a few of our own components. We have a couple, like 20 3D-printed components on our robot to help us perform the challenges really well to give us an edge in the competition.
And it's not like you just go to the grocery store to find the pieces for the robot. So how do you do that? How do you find all the technology that it takes to build this robot?
So the company that runs the robotics competition FIRST, they sell a lot of the electronics that we use on our robot. And then there are also companies that it is working together with to sell the parts for the robot. However, one of the things that we're proud of, we actually reached out to a local machining professional, and he machined part of our robot for us out of metal.
This is really cool. How do you think this is going to help you going through this process? How is this going to help you as you go further in your education or knowing what you want to do in your professional life down the road?
It's really helpful. Like when you're trying to get into a college, like having that experience, like I'm not only the mascot on the team, I've also tried to help and do my part with the fabrication areas of the robot, and I try and like for the robot that we built at the beginning of the year, I helped build the side panels, so really I kind of like focus on aesthetics and things like that, which is helpful on a college resume. So
yeah.
And another thing that I learned was all about the soft skills, because when I came in, all I wanted to do was just build a robot and make it cool. But I found that to be successful, and a lot of the professionals that I've spoken with have also told me about this, to be successful, you have to not only be able to make something cool, but you also have to be able to tell people why it is cool and why they should invest in you.
Not only that, the leadership is a huge portion of it. That when I came on the team, I was basically only doing what somebody specifically told me, go do that. Now I'm to the point where I'm the one laying out the schedules, making sure that tasks get done. It's been a huge learning experience for me.
Raina, what has been the one thing, you've been on this team for a little while now, what's the one thing that you're going to carry with you when your time is done on this team? Just under a minute left.
Okay, so I'm on public relations, but I also do a lot with charts and putting that together for data. I think that's a really big part of helping with, like, the sort of job I want to do, just to analyze stuff, make it better.
When do you head to your next, to Worlds? When is that?
I believe it's in 3 or 4 weeks.
You believe?
I have absolutely no idea. I just built the robot, okay?
Well, the Robo Raiders, congratulations, and we'll share a link for your story. You have a website as well, right, that folks can follow you and see what's going on with your competition. What's that website?
Roboraiders.net. No space, no capitals, Roboraiders.net.
We'll share that with today's archive or today's podcast of the program, The Coffee Hour, as well. Congratulations, making it again to Worlds. Congratulations, Robo Raiders.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that does it for the Coffee Hour. We've got more stories this week. Sarah, I hope you had a great Easter.
I did. And it was great.
Yeah.
It was Easter Vigil.
Yes. Does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gulseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.